time, and I'm glad that we can have peace through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
In our heart tonight.
Praise the Lord.
King, and brother said, free. You know, if you're a king, you must be reigning over something. You wouldn't be a king if you didn't have a kingdom. You got to be reigning to be a king. So if we're kings, we must be reigning over something.
Amen.
So we're reigning over sin.
Praise the Lord.
Got victory over the devil and all the sins of the world. Left all the world to follow Jesus. We're glad now for each one that's come out tonight to be with us. We trust that the Lord will help each one to get something to their soul. We're doing business for eternity. And that's why I'm meeting your help for the good of souls. They might have an opportunity to hear the gospel. I remember I was thinking about a thought today, and sometimes we heard quite a bit, seemed like a meeting about being ready when the Lord's going to come. And I read here in the Bible one place, it said that when all this, when this gospel is preached to all nations, it said, and before him shall be gathered all nations. No, that's not the one. Anyway, it said here, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Then that's when the end will come. When this gospel has been preached to all nations, everyone had an opportunity to hear the gospel, had an opportunity to get saved, then the end is going to come. That's what the Bible says. And I believe that tonight. So when you hear the gospel preached, then you're responsible for that. God gives everyone an opportunity to hear the gospel. He gives everyone an opportunity to make their peace with God. He gives everyone a chance to get saved, get prepared to meet God. But he don't make, all he has to do is to give you that opportunity. Sometimes he knocks more than once. Sometimes he knocks many times. But if the Lord, if you have heard the gospel, the Lord has spoke to your heart, you know you need to be saved, then the Lord is clear with you. You'll have no excuse when you stand before the Lord. Now we have a thought on our heart this evening that we desire your prayer. First, I'd like to say we'd possibly be going on tomorrow, Lord willing. We surely enjoyed being here. Thankful for the hospitality and the concern that's been shown on our behalf. While we've been here, we feel the Lord would have us to go on. We have a meeting down in Arkansas that we're going to, the Lord will. So if Noah, the Lord don't change your mind the next hour or so, we'll probably be going on. But we have a message that we want to bring tonight, the Lord's given us. Now in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, we want to get a thought tonight. Start right into the first verse. It said, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor countenance. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that he should desire him, that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
Yeah.
Now the prophet Isaiah here is prophesying of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said that he is despised and rejected of men.
Yes.
Now that's what Jesus was going to be when he came into the world. He was going to be despised and rejected of men. And you know, we'll, by the help of the Lord, I believe we'll be able to see that this prophecy surely was fulfilled, and it's being fulfilled today. Now, he said he was despised and rejected. Now, the word reject, according to the dictionary, to refuse to take. You know, the world today that we're living in is refusing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. They refuse to accept His Word, refusing to accept Him as their Savior, because the one reason I've got to think, and I wonder why, somebody that loves us so much and seen us in sin and in bondage to sin, and we were helpless creatures and we couldn't help ourselves as far as being delivered from the power of sin. But God loved you and I so much that He sent His only begotten Son into the world to die, to give His life and shed His blood, that we could be redeemed from the life of sin. I wondered why that someone that loved us that much, and somebody that Jesus, He said, they don't take my life, but I just give it willingly. Somebody that loved you and I enough to give His life and to die that we can be set free from sin. I began to wonder why such a man as that, somebody that loved the mankind so much, why he would be despised and why he would be rejected of men. I wonder, it looked like that people would gladly receive him. It looked like they'd just be glad to hear somebody that could help them, somebody that could deliver them. It looked like they would just been standing with outstretched arms and just the open heart and just waiting for the Lord to come. But it said he had despised and rejected a man, and I wondered then why that he was. You know, I believe I've come to the conclusion, because he was rejected of men was the same cause that he's being rejected today. That in order for you to receive him and accept him as Jesus Christ, you've got to take his way. You've got to change your way of living. You've got to give your life up and give your ways up. In order to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you must receive him and receive his ways and accept his teachings and accept him as your Savior and be willing to obey and to trust and to live like he has set the example for you and I to live and to obey the Word of God and to live like he taught us to live in this world. It says the word reject, to refuse to take. You know, a lot of people, even this day, are refusing to take his way. They're trying to find some other way. And man has mapped out many ways. And there's many ways in the world whereby that you can take and whereby you can go or feel like you're going. But still, that's not the way. The Bible says that he that tried to find up some other way is worse than the thief and the robber. Jesus, we hear him saying that I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way. There's no other way to heaven except through the blood of Jesus Christ and living for him and obeying him and giving your life into his hands. He said rejected is to refuse to take or to discard. You know, that's what people are doing today, just discarding the way Jesus Christ says, I don't want him. I've got my own way. I've got my own life to live. And I can know what live the way I want to. I can do the things I want to do. And so I'll just discard. I don't want Jesus. I don't want the Bible. I don't want the truth. I want to live the way I want to live. That's exactly the reason that people he had despised, because his goodness, I think, when he came into the world, and how that the Jews, he came to his own. And it said in John 1 and about 11, it said he came into his own, and his own received him not. His very people that he'd been raised with, the Jewish nation, they wouldn't receive him. And still, even today, many Jews are discarding him and just not refusing to take him. They still don't believe it. They still don't believe that Jesus has come in the flesh and died and gave his life. They're looking for another time or another Messiah.
to come along, but folks, say tonight that Jesus has already come. He's already come and died and gave his life and opened up the fountain and brought salvation to the world. And if you and I ever want to go to heaven, we're going to have to take his way. We're going to have to receive him and accept him and accept his way. There's no other way whereby this man can be saved. No other name given whereby this man shall be saved. Only through the name of Jesus Christ. Only through the shed blood. Only the faith in Jesus Christ will save sinners. And so tonight he came into his own and his own received him not. I will receive him. Just reject him. Turn him away. Throw him away. If there's something that's worthless, and him, the Son of God, that came right down from the heaven, and was born of a woman, and brought right into the world, and reared up as a boy, and grew up right there in his home, and still he was despised, and he was rejected, and he was not received. Well, you take the Jews, for instance, when he came to them, why, they were proud, and they were haughty, they were lifted up, and all when he came, they wanted him to be, if he would have, could have been the earthly king, why, they would accept him for that. The old, they didn't want to change their ways. They were so in their way that they didn't want to change. They didn't want to have nothing to do with a man that was called to have to change their ways, have to take the humble way, the meek way, the lowly way. No, they couldn't receive that. And that's exactly the reason that people are not living for God today. That's why the world has refused, rejecting Christ, and turning him down, and going on living in sin, having their own way, reveling in sin, and doing this and doing that, is the very reason they're still rejecting him today, still refusing to take the way of Jesus Christ. But my friends, tonight, I'm going to say, you'll never make heaven your home until you accept Christ as your personal Savior, be born in His Spirit, and walk in His footsteps, and live a life from humility and humbleness before God right here in this world.
Amen.
And so it says, I'm just going to go away, just refuse. You better even seem like that this man Jesus, he just never was received. Even seem like before he was born, when they came there, that he was born. You remember, you went in to the inn there, Joseph did, to try to find a room to be born in, and there was no room for him. You know, folks, today, people today, they're so wrapped up in the way they're living, in sin, in their own selfish ways, that they have no room for Jesus. They have no room to accept him in their heart. Their lives are taken up. They've got their own plans. They've got their own ways. I'll live my own life. I'll live the way I want to live. But folks, tonight, there's going to be a reckoning day. One of these days, the same one that's your Savior today, the same one that's reaching out his hands today and saying, come unto me, all you that labor in the heavy laden, that same one will be your judge one of these days. He'll be the one that'll come back one of these days, and you'll have to give account of the way you've lived. But it said he came there, and there was no room for him. I wasn't even no room for him to be born into the world. People don't have room for him today. They don't accept him in their life. They won't let him come in their life. They won't let him come in their heart. Why? Because they know they'll have to change their way of living. And people don't want to change their way of living. They want to go on living just like they are. But he's still on the throne tonight. He'll reign as king over all. He's the master of every circumstance, a king of kings and lord of lords. I remember here, after he had grown up, here he is, some here in the sixth chapter of Mark, and And he said, and he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence is this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works were wrought by his hand? Is not this the carpenter's son of Mary? Is that not him? Who is this fellow here that's doing all these mighty works? Why, I know him. Why, he's just a carpenter, a son over there. Why, how would he get all this power today? Even his own people, even his own neighbors wouldn't receive him. They just turned him off as just another man. Just somebody drove up there in the neighborhood. But folks, tonight, it's not that way. It's not this carpenter's son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon, and are not this is her sister here with us, and they were offended at him. Offended at him. Why? He didn't do nothing to him. He didn't hurt him any. Just his presence, just his life. They was offended at that. Because folks today, people are still offended at people of God, people that will live a holy life. You know, just being in their presence sometime, if people will get offended, they feel uneasy, they don't feel at ease, they feel kind of out of place or something or another. But folks, it's not the people, it's God that's bringing their heart tonight. It's the presence of God in the life of a man that would cause somebody to feel uneasy or something in their presence. Some folks, he said tonight, he was despised and rejected of men. He's being rejected today of men also. He said, the stone by whom the builder rejected, the same has come the chief cornerstone. The builders are rejecting him today. You take all the big church movements, all the religions of the world, the greatest majority of them has rejected Jesus Christ. Oh, I know they preach about him. I know they talk about him. I know they read about him in the Bible, but folks, the greatest majority, they just all these big synagogues and churches and all these things, they just built and they rejected the builder. The builders have rejected him, the chief cornerstone. Why did I say that? Because they're building on their own. They're going building this big place, and they're taking their own way, and they do not preach or teach or build the word of God out every day. They just rejected the chief cornerstone. They're building big congregations. They're building big multitudes. They've got big religions all over the world. But are they building on the word of God? No, sir. Not very many is. And I say, he said, the word was made flesh and dwelled among us. When you reject the word of God, you're rejecting Jesus Christ, because this is his word, and so it is tonight. Now the builders are rejecting him. They turned him aside. They don't want that humble, common, meek and lowly, self-denial way. Not very many people walk that way. No, they want to go to church. They want to belong to the church. They want to somehow or another get to heaven. But folks, there's only one way to heaven, and that's the Bible way. That's the way that Jesus has made for you and I. That is the only way that we'll ever make heaven our home. And so it don't pay to bother anything except the word of God. And so tonight, we want to keep this in mind. That Jesus, he said, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. I remember then after that, he came there to the Jews, his own people, and said, he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. He's doing that very same thing tonight. He's dealing with every soul. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's still doing that same thing today. He's not pushing himself on no nobody. He don't force his way on you. He won't push his way in. He won't take advantage of you. But he will knock on your heart's door. He will let you know that you need to be saved. He'll let you know that you're lost and away from God. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He still will that tonight. That's a full tonight. It's up to you to open the door and let him come in. It's up to you tonight to receive him into your heart. He won't force his way in. He's reminded you just rejected and despised. But it's up to everyone. He's still doing it today. He gave them power to become the sons of God. He's doing that same thing today. Everyone that will receive him, he's given them power to become sons of God in this very day and time. But those who are rejecting him, he just turned his back upon them, letting them go right on. I say, young folks tonight, don't turn him away. Don't reject him. Don't turn him down out of your life. When he knocks at your heart's door, open the door and let him come into your life. Because you're going to have to stand before him one of these days. You're going to have to give account of the way you've lived in this life. He said, be not deceived. God is not born. Whatsoever a man soweth, that will he also reap. Don't you think that you could go on and sin? Don't you think you could go on and live your own life? Don't you think that you could get away with what you're doing? You can't do it. Everyone is going to reap what they sow. And so tonight it's high time that everyone that wants to go to heaven was receiving Christ into their heart, opening up the doors of their heart, humbling themselves before God, and asking God to have mercy upon them, and he'll do that very thing. But he said there, he came into his own, but his own received him not. They just turned him away, rejected him, cast him aside as something that was worthless. I remember then after that he'd chosen his disciples and called them the 12 and sent them out. He said, go on into the seminary. He said, you're 12, then he sent forth, commanded him, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and enter any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Don't go out there to the Gentiles, but go down there to my people that rejected me. I'm going to give them another opportunity. I'm going to send the word out to them one more time. And so his disciples, they went out and preached. But they didn't receive him either. I say, folks, they turned the disciples down. Some of them was killed, and they was doing this and mistreated and all these things. But finally the time came. And he said, how often had Jesus came, and he looked up on the city of old Jerusalem there, and he said, he wept, and he said, how often, he said, would I gather you as a hen with her chicks, but you would not hear. But he said, now your house is left unto you desolate. I say both today, the same thing's taking place today. God will deal with your soul. He'll tell you that you need to be saved. He'll reach out his hand to you. He'll talk to you. He'll plead with you. He'll thank you to give your heart to God. But if you refuse him, you reject him, you turn him down, one of these days, he's just going to look upon you and say your house is left of you. That's when folks tonight, he said, now the Bible says that my spirit shall not always strive with man. You're not playing around tonight. You're doing business with God and with Jesus Christ. And so it is tonight that we be serious about this thing. He is despised. Do you despise Jesus tonight? Do you reject him? Are you rejecting him? Are you despising him? Are you turning him down? When he died for you, he gave his life that you could be saved, that you didn't have to go to hell. What are you turning him down for? What are you rejecting him for? Why don't you come and give your heart and life to him? How come you don't live for him? He never done nothing to you. All he did
that. I don't want to give up my life, way of living. I don't want to give up my plans. I don't want to do this, and I don't want to live like you folks do. Oh, folks today, this is a wonderful life, living for Jesus Christ. That's the only life we are. There's no other way. But all I think about, time goes on, and Jesus grows up, and he comes here into the world, and he is despised, and he's rejected, he's a man acquainted with grief and sorrow, and he goes on, and you know, probably most of you know the story, and how he was falsely accused, and how he was smitten and spit upon, and all those other things that they mistreated him with, and finally they took him there, and when he was being tried there, and found guilty of something that he didn't know, and he was brought before Pilate there, and in a great big Pilate was in a struggle, and didn't know what to do, and he finally really had a thief there, that was called Barabbas, and he said, the custom was that they would release a prisoner on a certain day there. He said, Whom shall I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus? You know what he said? They said, forgive us, Barabbas. Just turn Barabbas loose. They said, well, what do you want me to do with him? Just take him out and crucify him. We don't need him. Give us Barabbas. What was Barabbas? He was a murderer. He stood for the bad things, the evil things. And they said, give us that. You know, that's what folks are doing today. Almost the very same thing. Just, we don't want that way. We don't want to be saved. Just give us the world. Give us the folly. Give us the pride of life. Let us build the way we want to live. Well, what are you going to do with Jesus? You've got him on your hands. You can't get rid of him. He's in the world. He's living forevermore. And they said, what do you want us to do then? Whom shall you have us to release unto you? They said, give us the rabbit. Give us the evil thing. Give us the world. Give us our own way. What do you want to do with Jesus then? Just take him out there and crucify him. We don't want him. Just reject him. Turn him down. Got no use for him. As the word means here, to discard, just discard him. Do away, take him out there. And hang him on a tree somewhere. You know, folks today, you might say, well, I wouldn't do that. Why wouldn't want that thing that happened to nobody? But you know what's happening today? People that are refusing to accept him as their Savior. People that are just going on and wandering in sin, they're doing the very same thing. They're just crucifying him afresh, putting him in an open chain, just discarding him as something that's no good, worthless. I don't want him. I don't have no use for him. I don't have room for him. I don't have no time for him. And still you say, well, I don't want him to be crucified. Well, they said, just take him out. We don't want him. Just do whatever what you want to with him. But oh, he said, but they said, I'm the governor. Just let him go. Then he said, here. And when Pilate saw that he could not prevail nothing, but that rather tumult was made, he took water and washed his hand. Behold, the whole multitude saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See you to him. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be upon us and upon our children. All folks today, on the day I say, everyone is responsible for the blood of Jesus. I think I read sometime here a while back, they've been accusing the Jews all these years for Jesus being crucified. It wasn't only their fault. He was crucified for the sins of the whole world. Everyone is responsible. Every sinner in the world had a part in that. He died for your sins and my sins. He died for everyone's sins today. And if you fail to receive him, if you reject him and turn him down, you're just as guilty as they was. I believe a while back, I guess the Catholic church, they supposed to release him from any having all the blame upon him. But both today, that's just a formality. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. He took upon him and bare him there on the cross. And tonight, if you're in sin, he died for you. You're the reason.
reason that he died. You are the reason that he gave his life on the cross. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. You couldn't have been saved. There'd have been no way to be saved except Jesus would have gave his life blood. And so tonight, you that are in sin, you that are just rejecting Christ, you that will not receive him, you that will not turn him down, you that turn him down, you're just by your actions, by your life, by the way you're living, you're just saying, take him out and crucify him. We don't have no use for him. Don't have no use for him. Oh, you need a Savior tonight. I think about this at one place over here in Luke, I believe it is, about 19, maybe 14 or something or other. But his citizens hated him. They said, and he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy the like time. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. We'll not have him. I just will not have him reign over me. I'll live the way I want to. I'll go right on and live my own life. You can't tell me how to live. I'm not trying to tell you how to live. But folks, if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to take the way that Jesus laid out for us to go. He died for our sins. There's no other way to heaven. There's no other way to be saved except through the blood of Jesus Christ. Accepting him as your personal Savior. He said, I left you an example that you should follow in his steps. He's left you an example. And if you ever want to go to heaven, you're going to have to accept Jesus Christ. And you're going to have to believe on him and be born of his blood through faith in his blood. Then that'll prepare you for heaven. Then you follow in his footsteps. That'll lead you right back to heaven where he is. He's ascending back to heaven, sitting on the right hand of God, making intercessions for you and I tonight. Oh, he came down here in the world and gave his life for you and I tonight. We want to read some scripture here in Proverbs, the first chapter. I want you to see tonight that God is still, his mercy is still being reached out. He's calling tonight. He's sending his word out tonight. And before we want to read that, there's another scripture that comes to our mind in John about 12:48. He said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words has one that judges him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge you in the last day. He that rejecteth me and rejecteth my word. You say, I wouldn't reject Jesus if he was here. Well, but when you reject his word, you're rejecting him. It's the same thing. It wouldn't make a bit of difference if you fail to receive his word, if you fail to receive the word that he has written and left, the word that I have spoken, you're just hurting him now. The words that I speak, the same shall judge you in the last day. There'll never be no other way. There'll never be no other plan of salvation. There'll never be no other word written. It's already written and settled in heaven and earth. If we ever want to go to heaven, we're going to have to go by the way. That's the only way you can go. Oh, there's no other way. There's no other way to go. And the words that I have spoken, the words you're hearing tonight, the words you've heard in the past, the same is going to judge you. You're going to be judged out of this right here. This is what you're going to be judged of. Not what you think, not what you believe. That don't have anything to do with it. Your thoughts are not his thoughts. Your ways are not his ways. Your beliefs are not his beliefs. But this is the way of life. You're going to be judged by what does say, but the word of God. Not what some man said. Not what some preacher said. Not what you've heard. Not what you think. Not what you might believe. But he said, the words that I have spoken, the same shall judge you in the last day. The words that I have spoken. Now we hear in Proverbs, the first chapter, he said, how long? 22nd verse, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorner delight in their scorning, and fool hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof, and behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand. No man regarded it. I've called. I've come. I've given my life for you.
I've shed my blood. My spirit is going out to you. Knocked at your heart's door. But he said, because I have called, and you refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded it. But all, listen to what he said. But ye have said not all my counsel, and would none of my proof. He said, I will also laugh at your calamity, and I will mock when your fear comes. Oh, folks, tonight, you have an opportunity tonight to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him into your heart as your personal Savior. He's stretching out His hand. He's giving out His Word. His Spirit is going forth, giving you an opportunity. But all He said, I've stretched out my hand, and no man can come. But He said, when you will appear coming, all He said there, but yeah, He said, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock at your fear coming. You reckon that's what God, the Word of God, that's what it said? Oh, you can get saved tonight. You have an opportunity to give your heart and life to God. But the time will come, you go on and reject Him, turn Him down, refuse to accept Him. The time will come when you'll want God. The time will come you'll want to be saved. Yes, you will. If you live long enough and you happen to have a deathbed, or you happen to get into a real bad place or something or other, I know who you'll call on. You'll call on God for help. The very first thing you'll say is, Lord, have mercy on me. That's what everybody does. I know I've read about people, I've talked to people that have been in places, you know, maybe they act like they have no use for Jesus, they have no use for to be saved, they have no use for the saints, but when time comes, they got real old. They wanted help then. They knew where it's coming from. I remember when we were in the service, and sometimes we'd be shipwrecked, some of the boys would be shipwrecked, and maybe they'd be out on a life raft for days and weeks sometimes at a time. Maybe they were wicked boys or something or other, but when sometimes they didn't finally get them rescued, they'd say, what was you doing all the time you was out there? We was praying. That's what we were doing. We were calling them. Oh, we were calling upon the Lord then. Why? Because they was facing death. They was looking death in the face. Oh, the folks today, today's the day of salvation. Right now is accepted time. While you're well, while you have your right mind, while you have an opportunity, is the time to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't wait till you get out on your deathbed. Don't wait till something bad comes along and happens. Don't wait till you have to have somebody to come in and talk and pray with you. But give your heart and your life to Him while you have time and opportunity. Oh, He said here, but when your I will laugh at your calamity, when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh out of the whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall you call upon me. You'll call Him. Yes, you will. The Bible said that every knee shall bow, and every heart shall confess to God. You may be too proud. You may be too haughty. You may be too lifted up. Humble yourself now. The day will come when you humble yourself. You'll bow before God. But if you wait till you come out there to the judgment, it'll be too late then. It'll be too late to pray then. Too late to call upon God. Oh, don't turn it away, folks. Don't reject Him. Don't turn Him down. Receive Him today as your Savior. Receive Him into your heart as your personal Savior. Accept Him as the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. He'll give you life. He'll give you peace. He'll give you joy. He'll give you contentment. He'll give you a home in heaven. What else do you want? What else could you have? The brother was talking there a while ago about being here. Son of the King. Oh, you could be a millionaire. You could have everything in the world. And you can have God own the whole world. He can give you whatever you need in this world. All He does that tonight. But He said, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. That's what the Bible said. Then they'll call. You know, I had an incident happen like that one time. I remember we were in a chapel at a place one day in there having prayer. Heard a car wreck on the outside. Heard the car banging into one another. We went out there, quit praying, went out there. It was kind of in a neighborhood like. Two young women driving cars and running across the cross street and banged into the side of the other. The door flew open and she was thrown out of the car, but she was laying right out flat of her face there with her face down there, and looked like her back was broken. She couldn't move, and oh, she was praying. Oh, she was calling on God. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, you got to help me now. She had a little baby at home now, we understood later, and she was just out going to the store or something or other. Here she lay. Boy, she was praying and calling on God. Lord, you've got to help me now. You've got to have mercy on me, Lord. You've got to help me now. She was pleading earnestly with God. We kneeled down beside of her, trying to comfort her, out to pray with her, but finally the ambulance came and taken her away. We got it, felt burdened for her, life and eyes. We went over to the hospital to pay her a visit. Talked to her a few days later. We asked her, we said, are you saved? No, she said, I'm not saved. She said, I ought to be. She said, God has spoken to me many times. But I wouldn't receive. I refused. Oh, I thought about her. This scripture came to my mind. I thought about she had rejected God. She had rejected His Spirit. She had rejected Jesus as her Savior. But now, she was laying out there, flat on her face, praying and seeking for my mercy on her. You've got to help me now. But the Bible says, when you call, I will not answer. Oh, now, wouldn't that be a terrible thing? To call on God and have not answer. He'll answer you tonight. You call upon Him. He'll answer. He'll save you tonight. But if you go on and reject Him, turn Him down, refuse Him, and just won't receive Him, just discard Him as something useless, time will come. But you'll want Him, but you won't hear Him. You won't answer Him. His mercy is going to run out one of these days, and then it'll be too late. Oh, folks, this is not a fair chance. This is the gospel. This is the story of Jesus Christ. This is the way you get saved, by receiving Him into your heart. Giving your heart and your life to Him. Being willing to let Him change your way. That's what He meant. Oh, He was despised and rejected, He said. He is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid His face, and it were our faces on Him. He was despised and we esteemed Him not. Surely He is borne our grief. He wants to take your grief. He carried our sorrows. Wouldn't you like to get rid of that grief? Wouldn't you like to get rid of that sorrow? Isn't your heart heavy tonight? Are you satisfied living in sin? He's borne your grief. Very sorrow. He said there, yet we did see Him stricken, smitten, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. With His stripes, we are healed. Oh, He said over here a little bit more. In the 61st chapter, He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to me. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart. That's what Jesus came for. Bind up the broken heart. These old problems that the world in today, war, family problems, and fighting, quarreling, and fussing, and divorces, and family problems, and all those things, that's not necessary. Jesus came to bind up the broken heart. And He came also to proclaim liberty to the captives and opening of the prisoners into the battle. All to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. Here's the part I want to get down to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. would you want to trade that beauty for happiness? And it said, and all joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven, that they might be called trees of life. Are you satisfied with that old life you live? Would you like to make a change? Do you believe that Jesus came to you? Oh, he said again, the scripture I quoted a while ago, he said, behold, I stand at the door of God. Do you feel him knocking at your heart tonight? Wouldn't you like to be saved? Do you despise him? You despise him, you reject him. Now you despise him. You reject him. Why? Why are you rejecting him? Because you don't want him to be a man. Because you don't want him to change your life. You want your own selfish way. You want to live the way you want to. But you know, it's not in man's walk to direct his steps. No, the way of the transgressor's heart. There's no peace to the way. Broad is the way. Many go to hell. I say again, it's no trouble to go to hell. All you got to do to go to hell is just reject Jesus Christ. That's all you got to do. It's not the sin that you're committing that's going to send you to hell. It's because you failed to receive Jesus Christ. If you receive it, he'll take your sins away. It ain't what you're doing that's going to cause you to be lost. It's because you're refusing to reject Christ. So tonight, as we get a song and say, if there's one here that wants to give your heart and life to God, you come tonight while we pray, while we sing. Don't turn away. Don't reject. Come and give your heart to God. Amen.